I'm Lee from Brimming Their Eyes and you're listening to Leeds Student Radio.
Thank you very much, Lee. You are indeed listening to Leeds Student Radio. My name is Dominic Moffat and this is a Teen Spirit revision special. If you don't know what Teen Spirit is, it is a show that brings you all the latest and greatest in underground and undiscovered rock music. And in the studio today, I'm joined by Andrew Yell.
Hello.
How you doing, sir?
I'm making my triumphant return. That's what I'm doing.
Excellent. You've got your own show on Leeds Student Radio.
I do indeed. Andy yells at you.
Hopefully making a good return for semester two. Make sure you stay tuned on Leeds Student Radio tonight. If you're going out to Fruity, we've got all the pre-party mixes for you. Right now, we're going to be playing some alternative rock music for you. This is all the rock music that is going to be big one day in the UK and around the world. This is Boston Manor of Trapped Nerve. Make sure you stay tuned.
Wide awake from the pain in your neck, keep your eyes on the road and forget what they say. I hope the voices in your head only whisper today, but I know they scream instead. I hope the fire in your belly doesn't smoke out your brain. Thank you. better than me. Yeah, wish you felt better. You are better than me.
Broadcasting 24 hours a day.
This
is Leeds Student Radio.
Dream World by Goodbye the Sunset. They've got a new EP out called Wolves of the Summer. And before that, you had Boston Manor, who've just been voted Kerrang's best new British band.
Of course they have.
New pop punk. So what do you think about this? There's a lot of pop punk, UK pop punk springing up.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that the wave sort of went in that deep, but we'll see if any more lads come along and have a pop.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think the pop punk hype has gone with Neck Deep. But so I've got a question for you now. Do you want another pop punk song, or do you want to try something heavier?
Oh, I'm in the mood for something heavier, actually. I'm sort of getting sick of hometowns and friends.
Yeah, so I think we'll leave the last pop punk band for the end. We'll move on to something heavier. This is a band called From Ashes to New, sent to me by the good people at the Noise Cartel. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, they've got this kind of occasional kind of rap vibe in there, but mostly it's kind of heavy.
It's more metalcore. Sort of like new metal.
Kind of new metal, yeah. I'd say there's a bit of a resurgence in new metal. Bring the Horizon new album. Few other things in the mix there, so yeah. Have a listen, see what you think. Make sure you tweet us at ThisIsLSR, hashtag Leeds Student Radio does revision. And remember, tonight is the last day of exams, so this isn't really revision radio, this is kind of like celebration radio. So make sure you hit it free.
Let's hit some two steps.
Yeah, make sure you pit. This is From Ashes to New. We'll be right back.
Frank Turner, and you're lucky enough to be listening to Leeds Student Radio.
You are indeed. This is Revision Radio on Leeds Student Radio. That was From Ashes to New with Downfall.
Oof.
You enjoy that?
Oh, quaking bones.
Yeah, it's good shit.
That was some heavy stuff, that.
Thank you so much to Hayley Connolly from The Noise Cart for sending me that.
Yeah, good effort, Hayley. Nice.
Lovely. Absolutely a fantastic band from Pennsylvania. They just released a new EP called Downfall, which has got that song on it. So go and check that out. 4-track EP.
Mm.
Obviously, fantastic band bringing new metal back.
We did notice that their Wikipedia page.
Read it out. Go on. I like Wikipedia pages of bands because when they kind of go through all the music. So they're like, oh, they use riffs and they use this, that, and the other, and then they go onto the lyrics.
Well, the thing about Wikipedia is that anyone can edit it, and it's all the evidence is pointing towards that maybe this band might have had a little bit to do with theirs. From Ashes to New's message in all of their songs is that positive inspiration can be derived from all negativity, no matter how harrowing life's obstacles may feel. We've never seen that before.
No, I was just going to say that's new.
That's
about 85% of the.
I mean, we are in 2016. Hey, Domini.
1999 called. It wants its music back.
Yeah. Anyway, in a genre where it feels negative and despair seem to be in the forefront of most modern hard rock acts these days. So they're saying they're not like everyone. Ashes to New shines of one of the few that stand out in that respect.
Well,
do you think they write their own reviews as well?
Probably. Yeah. I think they would. I would.
With uplifting lyrics in the vein of self-betterment.
Message from Ashes to New. You're a good band.
Yeah, we like the music. Just
edit your Wikipedia
page. Don't blow smoke up.
This is a local band from England. This is they're really, really unknown. I think they've got like 25 followers on SoundCloud. But I found this, and it kind of reminded me of that kind of two member band thing that we've got going with Slaves and Royal Blood.
21 Pilots.
Yeah. You got that really raw sound going because you've only got two instruments, and you just kind of kill it. This is a band called The Hyena Kill. This is Suck It Up.
Got to run, to walk, to the day, to everybody. listening to Leeds Student Radio.
You're listening to Revision Radio on Leeds Student Radio. My name is Dominic Moffat, and I'm joined in the studio by Andrew Yell. And that was The Hyena Kill with Suck It Up.
I like that name, The Hyena Kill.
The Hyena Kill.
The Hyena Kill.
It's a good name. Do you know what? I always say that if you've got a good name, I'm more likely to listen to you.
It's very true.
If you've got a rubbish name, I just cannot be bothered.
And there are some terrible names out there, without doubt. There are some terrible names. I mean, I can think of some.
There's some massive bands that got awful names. Yeah. Don Broco, for example. What does Marmoset. That even mean? Marmoset's an awful name.
Marmoset sucks.
Sorry, I'm going to say a controversial name. Slipknot. I don't think that's a good name.
It's because, I'll tell you why Slipknot name Slipknot. Because if you spell Slipknot backwards, it spells Tonk Pills, and that's what they all used to be addicted to.
Right. Is that how they met?
That is why they met, actually, because Joey Jordison, Sean Cray, and Mick Thompson all went into the music shop in Iowa where Corey Taylor worked and threatened him. Join our band or we'll break your legs, basically.
Really?
Yeah, seriously.
I never knew that. Well,
yeah. Well, there you go.
That's how it all started
History
for them.
Lessons from History Andy lessons. At you.
Anyway, if you're at the moment sat in the fruity queue and you don't know what to do, tell everyone to tune into Leeds Student Radio. It's www.leedsstudentradio.com/listen. And you can go and tweet us on Twitter at ThisIsLSR. And also whilst you're on your social medias, go and like Teen Spirit on Facebook. It's just Teen Spirit, all capitals, no I's, which Andy doesn't really like.
Well, it's Teen Spirit.
Teen Spirit. Teen Spirit.
But you got to make yourself different. Like all the bands nowadays, are, instead of A's, are putting V's.
Waster, like, just W-S-T-R.
God's sake.
Anyway, good band Waster, by the way. Listen to them.
They're all right.
Another good pop band.
Get ahead of ourselves. They're all right.
Anyway, moving on. We've got a band here called I Set the Sea on Fire. It sounds like a really big metal band. Not at all. Straight up rock band. It's called Tastes Like Funk. I got sent this by Earshot Media. Really good stuff. Have a listen.
Thank you. last for the end of days. I could have been anything, I could have been the same. In the end we all die just the same. When I'm dead and I'm done, all I wanna say is that it was fun. Cause I ain't no hippie and I ain't no punk, but I love that taste cause it tastes like rum. Yeah, blaze, raise your glass for the end of days. I could have been anything, I could have been the same.
That was I Set the Sea on Fire with Tastes Like Funk, and I got sent that by Earshot Media, so thank you very much to all of them for sending me lots of stuff.
That was decent, that.
That was good, yeah, I like that. We don't really see a lot of just...
No, we don't.
...rock bands now, do
nope,
we?
Nope, we don't.
We see a lot of, like, hardcore, punk, you know, metal, metalcore, whatever.
And I'll tell you, nothing beats a good hard rock band. Just a rock band.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a reason rock is the most, arguably, one of the most... Well, the most famous genre in the world. There's a reason all the greats, Zeppelin, Sabbath, The Who, there's a reason they are all rock, just rock bands.
Just rock, yeah. I feel like all these genres, they're big, but they're not big for very long, you know?
Yeah, yeah, they're all passing fades. Like, we were talking about pop punk before, you know, Neck Deep caught the wave, and they were the only British band to do so, arguably. Maybe Rome caught on the tail.
Rome are gonna release an album soon, but I think that might be a little bit too late for them.
Yeah, maybe they just there's a 30% chance they perhaps caught the tail, but the stadium sellouts.
They're still rock bands, aren't they?
They're rock bands, yeah.
And if you want to get to that point, you have to become a rock band. You know, Brimming the Horizon and Igloo made that change to rock. So have You Me at Six.
Yep. I was about to say, You Me at Six, the Cavalier, their latest album, Cavalier Youth, released on the 27th of January 2013. Sorry, not 2013, 2014, sorry.
Is it 2013?
It was 2014 they released
it. Was it?
Yeah, 2013.
I thought it was
October. No, it was January. It was on my birthday. Yeah, 27th of January 2014, they made the transition over to rock from their arguably more...
Pop-punky.
Yeah, more pop-punky days. They made the transition to rock, and next thing you know, they play Wembley. Bring the Horizon, that's the spirit. They took a much more lighter approach and stormed it at every show since, really.
Exactly. I think that is the way to go. I think pop-punk's the only one that you could say is possibly... Somehow that phase got massive very quickly.
Mm.
Bands like Fall Out Boy, bands like Blink-182 did massive shows.
The pop punk of the 90s was definitely helped by cinema, you know, American Pie and stuff. That sort of frat boy attitude. You've got Sum 41, Blink-182. They were huge in the 90s. And then I think while it lasted through the noughties with bands like All Time Low and such, then it took a heavier turn.
This heavier turn is very interesting, I think. We'll have to see what happens with it, but I think Neck Deep story so far, probably the only two that have managed to keep it going.
I think State Champs have come in shortly behind.
Possibly. Real Friends.
Real Friends have tailed off, really. Well, I mean, they released... I think in each individual member is trying to focus on their own material. You know, Carl Fasal's got his spoken word poetry.
You want to have a good evening in... Have a little listen to that.
Mm. Just make sure there's no weapons near you.
Yeah.
Make sure somebody knows where
cheery.
You are.
Cheery.
Yeah, cheery. But as we were saying, you know, there is a reason why the greats, the stadium players, are all solid rock bands.
Exactly. Talking about that, though, we're going to move on to another pop-punk band. Sorry to do this to you. It's another English band. It's probably the smallest band we've got on here today.
Mm.
This is more like a demo, so the quality isn't as good as I wanted it to be, but I thought, you know what, I think these guys are good. I think they could be big one day. This is Ashley Falls. It's called Right Outside Your Door. Listening to Leeds Tune Radio. My name is Dominic Moffat. We'll be right back.
searching for. There's something that was already lost at your door. I'm not walking on the lake. Cause when I see you, my face left. I'm losing sense of sense of mind. Did it take you long to find something that was yours? I adore.
That was Ashley Fallsworth, Right Outside Your Door.
Mm-hmm.
You like that?
Yeah.
I think the problem is I get most of this stuff from like Sound. We just played that off SoundCloud.
Yeah.
And the kind of the quality isn't as good as it could be because they're kind of, you know, they're a new band trying to get some stuff out of there. It's more like a demo. But I think with a bit of production.
Well, the thing is, they get an outlet through shows like us.
Exactly. Yeah. Ashley Falls, shout out.
Yeah, you're welcome, guys.
You're welcome, lads.
No, but it's good, you know, when a band, you know, self-produces, they start to get the music out there. You know, not everyone is fortunate enough to have a dad who owns a record label. Ben Barlow.
Neck deep.
But, you know, Ashley Falls, good job, guys.
Good job, yeah, I like
getting
that
record out there.
I think it's got this kind of unique kind of... It's got some lo-fi qualities there, which is very strange. I don't know how that works with rock, because I think that's more indie style. It's more kind of like the Libertine style, but
yeah.
It worked. I think it really worked in there. Also, it gives me a chance just to do this, which I wanted to do the entire show.
Hey, my name's Ben. I'm from Neck Deep, and that was so pop punk.
The memories of Slam Dunk.
Flying back
there. Flooding back.
Ben Barlow from Neck Deep there. Probably the best thing I ever did was ask him to do that for me.
Yeah, he'd have loved that as well, I bet.
I think he did, yeah. I hope he knows. We'll tweet him in a minute and see what he says.
We still play his little tag.
Let's say, play a little tag of him saying...
We need to get a little tag of Brendan Urie hitting, like, high C.
What, just...
So it's just an
do you want to try it now? Andy's got... The thing is about Andy is he pretends he can't sing, but actually he can hit, like... ridiculous notes. He does it to me all the time. The other day he just sent me this little SoundCloud. He's like, this is me in a power metal band. Sorry if I brought you in. We'll try that after this one. This is 44 hours with Hold Out. You're listening to Leeds Student Radio.
Enjoy.
Can you hold up? There's a breath in the land to say.
That was 44 hours with Hold Out.
Don't read it, Dom.
Sorry, Andy.
Start laughing.
Andy just put something really, really funny up on the computer. We're not going to talk about it.
Yeah, we're not.
Sorry, you distracted me right at the start of that.
I told you not to look at it.
You can't turn the computer right on. Got a computer right in front of me in the studio. Andy just put it on a funny thing. What are you doing that for, mate?
I can't help it. They're all so funny.
Co-host Rookie Error. Anyway, that was 44 hours. They've just released their EP today, actually. So it's perfect I'm playing this today. Make sure you go and check that out.
Mm.
A band from Manchester, a three-piece.
Hey, Manchester.
Manchester, Andy Way.
Hello.
Moving on to the next song. I got sent this again from Earshot Media. Mm. Oh, no, actually, I didn't. I got slightly about the noise cartel. Sorry, apology. Again, Hayley Connolly. Thank you very much to her.
You know what? She is an absolute star.
She's an absolute babe, actually.
She's
yeah.
doing well.
She basically is kind of part of a PR company that represent bands. So if you go to concerts or whatever, or you go to like a festival, say like a Slam Dunk Festival or something, she'll be there representing some of the bands and she'll be taking people to do interviews. So when me and Andy go and interview bands, she'll be there to kind of make sure we're in the right place, make sure they're in the right place.
Yeah, she does a great job.
She does a great job. She does a job well. So make sure you support the Noise Cartel because they represent a lot of bands that kind of you wouldn't expect them to. They're kind of a small company, but they represent a huge amount of big bands, small bands.
And we wouldn't be able to do our jobs without them.
We wouldn't be able to do our jobs without them at
they
all.
They are perfect.
So, yeah, exactly. This is a band called Bastion. And they're a two-piece. The woman, apparently, I got in the email, it just said that she used to be married to the guitarist in Black Veil Brides, but I don't know.
Black Veil, well, it's not really relevant.
What does that really do for
it? Yeah, why say that?
You could probably use that as a springboard, though, couldn't you? As on Twitter or something, I used to be married to Black Veil Brides.
I mean, maybe.
Possibly.
If
I mean, do people even like Black Veil Brides anymore? I think that's a conversation we're going to have in a minute.
Yeah, let's get back to that.
We'll get back to that. This is Bastion, this is Bullet Height. They're a German band.
I'm
My name's Rob Lynch, and you're listening to Leeds Student Radio.
Thank you very much, Rob. That was
Bastion.
Bastion. I like that.
With Bullet Heights.
Bullet Heights. I think that's an awesome song, actually.
Mm. You can tell it's German straight away.
Yeah, Andy said that.
It's just like industrial metal.
Very straight to the point.
It's very just, here's a heavy drum fill, then you better prepare yourself for the guitars.
I like that. I really do like that, though. I think it's kind of... Some things about some songs, you just can't tell why they're unique, but...
Yeah.
It is.
That one just came in with a lot of songs seem to be coming in with just a huge drum fill, and then Avalanche, Bring Me the Horizon.
It's true, actually, yeah. I think a lot of bands as well, like Beartooth, they're stripping back the drums.
Yeah, well, yeah, as a drummer myself, you know, I've played drums for over a decade. And Beartooth, I'm a big fan because I'm a strong believer in it's not the size of the kit that makes the drummer. You know, if you're a good drummer, you can make any kit sound decent.
Exactly. I think, but a lot of bands are talking, you know, we're talking to Newfound Glory at Leeds Festival. We're talking to them about having only one guitarist, and they said, we think it makes it sound better. We think it makes the guitar sound bigger. We think it makes all the songs sound bigger.
Yeah.
A lot of bands are starting to realise now if they strip things back a bit more. You know, big example, Slaves and... I can't remember their name now. What are they called?
21 Pilots?
No, the two... Yeah. Two pieces.
Two pieces, 21 Pilots, Slaves, Royal Blood.
Royal Blood, exactly. They're realising that if they only have two members, it works. It still works. It still works really well.
Royal Blood's drummer is just—he's great.
He is.
Well, I mean, we saw them at Leeds Festival, and they were super
fantastic band. Anyway, yeah. If you're listening right now, make sure you tweet us out. This is LSR. We've only got sort of 10 minutes left now. Also, go on Facebook and like Teen Spirit, all capital letters, no I's. Right now, Andrew Yell,
yep,
is going to give us his power metal voice.
Oh,
what you're going to do is you're going to step back a bit from the microphone
so we don't
blow everyone's. I'm going to turn that. I'm going to turn this little bed down. All right. Okay. You ready? Right, you're gonna, a little bit further back, I think. A little bit further back. All right. Okay. Right. So Andrew Yell. So I'm going to pretend. We'll pretend we're at a gig or something. All right.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll set the scene.
So I'll be like the hype man. Right. Yeah. Okay.
I'm in full white face paint with a black star around my left eye.
You've got a V-neck going right down to your waist
with sparkly arms and tassels.
And you got a full chest of hair, curly hair.
Curly.
And you got hair down to your nipples. It's great. Yeah. It's brilliant.
It's working.
So where do you want to? Where are you playing? Are you playing in Leeds? Where are you playing?
I'm playing. I'm shaking hands with Dumbledore. I am in the MEN Arena.
MEN. All right. Okay. Right. So I'll be the hype man. Hello, MEN. Are you ready for Andy Yells at You?
Rock and roll.
This is what's your opening song called?
Why did you ask me live on air? You know what I was about to say.
Andy Yell has a tendency to be very rude. He's very good. Actually, you know what? You've done a radio show for a full term. You haven't said a single rude thing.
You know
very
what?
Well.
No, I haven't.
Very well. He's had people on the show who said rude things, but he's done very well himself.
Yeah, but
so.
That wasn't my fault. The person on the show is also a respected member of LSR.
Oscar Taliabanchi.
How can you say his name? I've known his big
about, How about that first name? How about that is your song? Oscar Taliabanchi.
Okay. So Oscar Taliabanchi.
MEN Arena, you ready for Oscar Taliabanchi? Woo! Andy Yeller enters the stage. You ready?
Smoke on the floor.
Smoke on the floor.
Smoke on the floor is just a singular spotlight.
On you.
On myself.
You ready? Go
and
for it.
And it just starts.
Smash
with
it out.
The good old MEN Arena. Can I get it? Yeah! And everyone's like, that. Woo, rock and roll.
See that? That's the C note. Brendan, yeah! Brendan Urie, eat your
that
heart
That second
out.
One was decent.
That was good. He always does it good. Brendan Urie, going to get some Vokes lessons off Andrew Yell. Right now, this is our last song. Once again, thank you very much to Earshot Media. They sent us this song. This is Black Orchid Empire. We were talking about band names earlier.
Yeah, this one sucks.
Do you not like this band name?
Black Orchid Empire.
Oh, I think this is probably
it's like
the best
I had
one.
To read this book when I was in juniors, and it was called like Day of the Day of the Triffids, and that just blew. It was like In the Night Garden.
I think this is one of the best names.
Do you reckon In the Night Garden could be a metalcore band name?
In the Night Garden, probably. It's better than like The Browning. Terrible name.
The Browning sucks too.
It sounds awful though.
But Black Orchid Empire.
This is our last song, so. This is, and I think this is probably one of the best ones. I would usually do an interview if this was a real Teen Spirit, but I didn't have enough time. Just to remind you that if you do want to listen to the regular Teen Spirit, you're going to have to go onto Mixcloud, onto Leeds Student Radio. I'll have podcasts up, and I'll be doing exactly this. except I won't have Andy yet, and I'll probably be doing more interviews.
No power metal. No power metal.
So anyway, this is Black Orchid Empire with Come In, and you're listening to Revision Radio with Leeds Student Radio.
Hey, this is Caleb from Beartooth. You're listening to Leeds Student Radio.
Caleb.
Caleb Shomo.
Caleb Shomo from Beartooth says it's Leeds Student Radio.
Have you ever noticed that all male porn stars are bald?
No, I haven't, actually. Well, it's a very interesting point you've brought up, thank you. Well, anyway, you're listening to Leeds Student Radio. Yeah, this is Revision Radio. This is a Teen Spirit special, which is bringing you the latest and greatest in underground rock and metal. We've got like 5 minutes left now. We just played the last song, Black Orchid Empire.
Mm.
What do you think of that?
Black Orchid Empire. Well, I didn't like the name, but I like the song.
Do you like
it? I'm always a fan of bowing out with a breakdown. Yeah. It's always good.
They're not. Do you know what? I think that's a good song, but I think I have a feeling they can do better. It's got that kind of... They've
got potential.
You sometimes listen to songs, you feel like, oh, if that was a little bit heavier, if this guitar was a little bit more prominent, if that was a bit heavier, that could be this, you know.
I think the drums were definitely there. Bass, not too strong. Guitars were all right. Vocals sort of went in, but it's quite generic.
It's a learning process for a lot of bands. Even bands, when they get big, you realise that they make a lot of, you know, developments, you know, with their production and a lot of other things.
Yeah, I think... I'm actually sort of starting to feel now that in a band's career, they take it to the next level. Like we were discussing before, they take it to the next level when they go to traditional ways. So they, you know, the drums become a lot less complex and things like that.
They start to realize that they can make things simple.
Yeah, I think. And that's honestly why I feel Royal Blood, especially as an example. Have been so successful because from the outset they started off that, you know, they've got the simple drums, they've got the simple bass lines. You know, it's not hard to you know, to be a relatively, you know, beginner drummer, bass player, to pick up your instrument or your drumsticks and to, you know, bash out the songs. But I think that's what makes it easy. And when you're playing it live, especially, you need a beat that a crowd can move to. And the most simple drum beat, you know, it's the bass drum that people move to, and you have a simple, you know, you have a simple beat, and people are jumping. Like,
exactly, they've got the two things that you need. They've done away with guitars and everything else. They know what they're doing. Anyway, I found another song that we could play.
Oh, go on.
Right, what so this band, if you like anything kind of alternative, like metalcore, especially if you like Bring Me the Horizon on Facebook, for some reason this band will come up on your timeline all the time, advertising a lot at the moment.
Because they pay for ads.
Probably pay for ads. True, but you know, you've got to do it if you want to get big. They're called This City Is Ours, all one word, caps. They've said that they're...
All one word.
All one word, caps. This City Is Ours. This City Is Ours.
All one word.
It's not This City Is Ours, it's This City Is Ours.
It's not even that, you need to say it faster. It's like, This City Is Ours.
This City Is Ours.
There you go.
There you go. Right, okay. They say that for fans of Bring Me the Horizon, you'll like it. For me, no comparison to Bring Me the Horizon.
No.
Not in like kind of... I'm not talking like quality, obviously, but I'm talking like in terms of style, but... Still, I think this is a good song.
Yeah.
Very hardcore. And we don't see a lot of hardcore bands coming through at the moment.
Well,
I think there's
no.
a bit of a...
I think hardcore sort of took its beat down before pop punk came along.
Exactly. I think that's... Yeah. But they've got kind of this kind of... Yeah. They've got some kind of hardcore elements in there. So, do you know what? We'll finish the show with This Is Ours. Song's called A Reason. They've released a new EP. Go check them out on Facebook. Go and download the song for free.
But we've had fun.
We have had fun.
We have had fun. Yeah, we'll be hitting Fruity later on.
Yeah, check us out in Fruity if you want an autograph or something. You know, if you want to see Andy L and Don Moffat together.
In the flesh.
Bruise Brothers.
In the flesh, the Bruise Brothers.
The Bruise Brothers.
Affectionately named from their five-side
football scene.
Notorious for breaking bones. Cashing checks and breaking necks. But no, we've had fun.
We have had fun.
And you've been listening to Teen Spirit on LSR.
I've been listening to Teen Spirit on LSR. Make sure you go and check it out on Facebook. Make sure you keep listening to LSR. And remember that LSR will be coming back in a couple of weeks with proper shows.
In a big way.
In a big way. Hopefully you'll be here listening to Andy yells at you.
Hopefully. We'll see. We'll see. Anyway. I might be coming back into your ears.
Exactly. Exactly. Andrew, thank you very much for coming on the show.
You are more than welcome, my friend.
Excellent. So this is A Reason. This is Our City Is Ours. And yeah, enjoy.
And finally, the prohibition can end.
The prohibition can
Let's
end.
Go.
Example Let's go. Free.
Let's go
free.
Drink. Let's drink.
Expect nothing.